Lukewarm. The word just kind of sits there, doesn't it? Lukewarm. It's not cold, but it's definitely not hot either. It's just somewhere in between, and not the least bit exciting. When I think of all the ways that I would hate to be described, lukewarm is at the top of my list. Recently, Kanye West shared with Oprah that, "If life is in color, then I am playing in red." Now that's hot. There's nothing lukewarm about that. Lukewarm, the temperature, is about 105 degrees, and while hot is 211, the difference between hot and boiling to the point of making steam is just 1 degree. In other words, at 211 degrees, water is hot. At 212 degrees, water reaches its boiling point and begins to make steam. I had a professor long ago who changed my life in his own way. He changed my life because one day he issued me a challenge. You are a nonchalante. He went on to explain that in Italian, nonchalante, loosely translated, means not so bad, not so good, like mediocre or somewhere in between. Not cold, but not hot, and definitely not producing any steam. And then he asked, "Are you committed to being mediocre, remaining somewhere in between?" Now I walked away from that conversation, confronted and haunted by this idea of being in the middle, of living life at 105 degrees when living life at 211 is where things really start to cook. Years later, I was watching the movie Karate Kid. The Karate Kid is about a bullied teenage boy named Daniel who overcomes his tormentors and becomes a man under the guidance of his genius karate instructor, Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi says to Daniel at one point in the movie, "Man, walk on road. Walk left side road, safe. Walk right side, safe. Walk down middle. Sooner or later, get squished." See, Mr. Miyagi was cautioning Daniel, like my professor was teaching me, about the dangers of pursuing something without passion, being involved in something without generating any heat. I wondered, as I watched that movie, if I had somehow sold out on living my life with passion, if I had made a sharp turn and somehow reduced my life to a walk down the middle of the road. I began to consider the difference, once again, between playing and playing, between living and living, between lukewarm, hot, and then boiling to the point of making steam. Do I participate, or am I just passing through? And if I stop along the way, will I pay attention to what it is that I see? When I care, do I really care? If I give, am I giving all of who I really am? Do I spend the time to find out more? Will I go the extra mile for the difference it could make? Am I willing to challenge myself to kick it up a notch even when I'm winning and things are going great? Lukewarm, the temperature is about 105 degrees, and while hot is 211, the difference between hot and boiling to the point of making steam is just 1 degree. Imagine. Now, I cannot deny that a nonchalante way of being is dangerous. Can you? People die hanging out in the middle. It'll keep you numb, and it'll leave you checked out to the opportunity of living with passion, of playing life in red. And you? Are you living like you're dead because you're somewhere in between? Not cold, but not hot either. Just merely somewhere in between. Or perhaps your life is cooking, and you know that you're hot, and yet you've still got room to kick it up a notch. Today, maybe there is just a single little tiny degree that separates you from bringing the things in your life to a boil. And if boiling hot is where the real power begins, then could it be that you're playing it lukewarm by not going all the way? Today, say lukewarm, and then just feel the effect of that word. Lukewarm. The word just kind of sits there, doesn't it? Lukewarm. It's not cold, but it's definitely not hot either. It's just somewhere in between and not the least bit exciting. When you think of all the words that could be used to describe you, is lukewarm or mediocre really one of them? Today, consider that there may be room to turn up your heat. Realize that even if you're at the top of your game, one more step one more call, one more minute, one more time, one more degree of heat could be the very difference between winning and winning, between living and living. Just for the sake of argument today, just to see where you could go, consider that there is but one degree of separation between you and where it is you want to be.